Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the peace of the whole world, that wars cease, and that people of every nation find lasting, perfect peace in Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, let your light shine upon all nations. For our partner in ministry, Zion Lutheran School, that the children take delight in learning about your creation and your love found in Jesus. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, let your light shine upon our partners in ministry. For those who profess their faith in Jesus, here at Peace and in each church in Philomath, that the journey of the wise men inspires us to follow the light of the gospel. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, let your light shine upon your church. For those who bring their tithes and offerings to this altar, that like the gold, frankincense, and myrrh of the wise men, these gifts be pleasing in God's sight and provide many blessings to his church. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who lay down their lives for their fellow men and women, including first responders, members of law enforcement, doctors and nurses, and those who wear the uniforms of our country, that they take shelter in the arms of our Savior, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, let your light shine upon those who sacrifice their lives. For those who are sick and hospitalized, homebound, and for all who are sick in heart, mind, and body, especially Brad Halesto, we pray for improvement each day. Lord, we pray that you would guide the doctors and nurses with an extra measure of discernment this day. We pray that you would protect his life in the days ahead. Lord, we also pray for the family of Gary Hayworth as they gather this week to mourn his death. Lord, we also uplift our district, the Northwest District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, as President Lindemann has resigned and President-elect Mike Von Baron has been elected. We pray for both of them in this time of transition and discernment that you would bless your church and everything would be to your glory. Lord, also for those names that we mentioned today, Bob, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Janine, Nicole, Jonathan, Karen, Mike, Paul, Susan, Jimmy, Jill, Katie, Jerry, Dan, Oscar, Mal, Aaron and Mara, Glenn, Tim, Kathy, Maggie, Marion, and Jenny, and Janet. We pray that their lives be touched by our Father's healing mercy. For this, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, let your light shine upon all those who suffer. For these and all other prayers and intercessions we have, that the petitions of our hearts may be known to the one who knows and loves us all. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, let your light lead us to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.